Your natural self-expression is always in your beautiful brilliance of who you are as the soul coming through. So if our identity was not limited in any way, that's what we will be broadcasting. That's the place of origin for all our broadcast naturally. This is your zone of genius. So this is the place that you have your superpower in. This is like sort of your natural something that you might disregard as something that just, well, it's so easy, it couldn't possibly be anything. But other people always comment on. Other people always say like, wow, this is so great how you do this, or thank you so much for that. And you kind of go like, yeah, yeah, whatever, like this is common sense. But it's not. That's actually your superpower. So when you are in your zone of genius, you are in your unique, natural brilliance identity. That is the identity with no limitations. So if we could create a business when we are all the time in our zone of genius and never in any other role, we would be living essentially free life. Our life will feel so free, because whatever we will be doing would not feel like work. Even though there still will be, of course, actions we will have to do, it would not feel hard. It would not feel like work. The only reason we're experiencing hardship or struggle or confusion or any kind of a friction or exhaustion is because we're not in the identity that is unlimited, in the identity that in that zone of genius. And when I say unlimited, everything is possible 100% of the time. But as I said to you before, whatever your natural inclination is with your abundance personality types, that's kind of more within this lifetime, your way that is the most natural for you. So even though everything is possible, some are a little more complex than others, or harder maybe to step into versus the natural ones. So when you are in your natural zone of genius, you are experiencing freedom. You are experiencing flow. You are experiencing abundance. So that is your natural abundance code. Every single person has that abundance code because it's anchored in your uniqueness, right? In that zone of genius. But in our regular life, what do with our identity? We put it in a box. We give it limitations, and a lot of them. So all the limitations are based on something at some point you have decided. So in your business, you could have decided that you have to prove that you're worthy. And then you end up keep proving that you're worthy. And that's a limitation on the identity. It's a story that now you're telling yourself to justify that original decision. Or maybe you decided you're not good enough. So then you decided that you're never ready. So no matter what amount of learning you do or preparation you do, it's still never quite gonna measure up to being ready, because long time ago, sometime, you decided that you are the identity of the person who's never ready. So then no matter what you do, you kind of will never be ready, right? So you have to look at who am I being, and then what stories am I telling myself to justify that original identity, and how that is actually sabotaging my experience of freedom in my business. Every entrepreneurial adventure meant to be free. It meant to feel naturally in flow with life. Of course, there's work involved. Every business, there's work involved. So that's why I was saying earlier, it's a combination of the strategy part and the intuitive part. They have to go together. So yeah, sometimes we have to do things we maybe don't always like, but there's a big difference in just doing basics of your business and maybe, you know, having to deal with certain procedures or having to deal with your team if you have a team that you have to cooperate with or something like that, or getting up in the morning maybe to see a client that you would love to see. The client, it's an awesome client, but you just don't feel like getting up itself. I mean, there's always little bits, but there's a big difference in that versus having a business when you're completely not self-expressed, when you're doing something that as a technician you have learned a long time ago and you have outgrown it by now, and yet you're still doing it. or having a business that brought you really good amount of money, but it's a business that feels very rigid to you. And you have changed by now, so you want more freedom, but you feel like, well, then I have to give up the business, which is not, by the way, the case. You would have to modify the business, not necessarily always give up or destroy it. Or it could be the other end of it, when you're just beginning something and you're in the struggle of how do I get more clients, how do I make this offer happen, how do I design this course, how do I structure this, or how do I hire a team if you're growing to the next level and you now not going to be one person operation but more than one, maybe just one more like an assistant. But how do, anytime we go into that, if we have the original identity that says I don't know how, then we're going to end up with a struggle. And the story that goes with that struggle is, well, I have to take another course. Well, I have to talk to somebody because I don't know. Well, I have to do, like, I don't know, a year worth of research to figure it out. Or there are no correct people that I resonate with. Or nobody can learn this thing to do it for me, so I'm stuck doing it, and so on. Those are stories, you know? Or another one, a very common one, is when somebody wants to upgrade their fees in their business. Like they have graduated internally to the level when they understand that what they're doing is based on their uniqueness. Let's say it's matching their zone of genius. Let's say they're really bringing through something incredible. And let's say their clients are having amazing results. But they're charging the pricing that is from like last century. So they understand that it needs to be upgraded. But if that person has an identity belief that says nobody will pay, or it's not that good, or the people I have will never pay for it, or whatever else that circulates around it, those are stories that then end up justifying the experience. So then the final result, as we know, that chain of events that eventually progresses to external environment, if that person is in that situation, one or two things happens. They either, if they don't change the identity, they either don't raise their fees and just feel essentially used or taken or swindled or whatever because they're providing awesome service and not getting paid. Or they do change their fees, but because they believe that either nobody will pay or it's not worth it or whatever else that they believe, it creates incredible struggle. And then their financial component goes down, 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 right? Because they're not in abundance. So, in order for us to attract abundance and to create an experience that is harmonious, remember, abundance is harmony. That means we have to be in the identity that is harmonious, that is aligned, which means we have to look for all those interference patterns, interference broadcasts. Like you're broadcasting here, ding, ding, really good thing. I intend for that to happen. I intend to have, I don't know, let's say I'm putting out this program and there's going to be people signing up and it's going to be so great and they're all going to be great people. But then the interference broadcast is, oh, nobody will sign up. I'm not that good. My program is not that good. Or the price is too high. Nobody will pay. Or it's too complicated. Nobody will understand. Or, it's not finished, it's not ready, so I'm putting something out there that's not perfect. So because it's not perfect, it's never going to work. Whatever the story is there, that story is justifying the belief which is connected to the identity. What kind of experience would that person then have if with that interference broadcast, they put out their program? Probably a lot of friction, right? So maybe their original broadcast is strong enough that they will attract some clients, but chances are it would be struggle. It could be that people come in and argue over your fee, or it could be that they come in and maybe they're willing to pay, but they don't understand anything because they're incorrect people. They're the people that were matching something else in your broadcast, not that unique zone of genius that would have been the more perfect note sort of to put out there. So understanding and taking responsibility that every single thing in your life is because you put it there. Everything that is real is only real because we believe it is. So you have to look in your life and your business and look at what are you tolerating. What in your life and in your business are you tolerating even though you know better? Are you tolerating not raising your fees? Are you tolerating not teaching what you want to be teaching? Are you tolerating not having the type of self-expression that you want. Maybe you're putting yourself into some sort of a limitation about how you're supposed to talk or be, or, you know, what do you have to present, how you have to be organized or whatever, instead of actually using your natural flow. You know, maybe your natural flow is not to record a course or a whole program. Maybe your natural flow is to say, hey, I'm going to do this on this topic. I'm very excited. Come in and then teach the whole thing live on, I don't know, Facebook Live or something. Maybe that's actually more natural for you. So if you then decide that you should be doing it the other way, you will be tolerating squeezing yourself, putting yourself in a box and not allowing free self-expression. Maybe you're tolerating that you don't know something. I see that so many times when a person knows that they need to learn this one thing and they avoid learning it. And because of it, it sabotages the entire progress of their business. And that one thing could be something very small. It could be something like, let's say, in connection with video. It could be literally, how do I do that? Like technically, like, oh, I do this, I upload there, whatever. Or how do I hire somebody to do that if you don't want to be learning that? Or how do I do sales conversation? I mean, that's another one. That's a very common one, actually, because if the person knows that when they're talking to people that are prospective clients and they're not ending up with those clients actually signing up for their programs, there's something off there in how that sales conversation is going. And if the person is not willing to actually acknowledge that, okay, I need to learn that, and instead just saying, oh, those are not right clients, oh, this must be the wrong people, well, that's self-sabotage. That is actually a story that that person is telling themselves, which is an interference pattern that then sabotages their initial broadcast of, let's say, attracting clients that will pay whatever the fee is for their program. So I hope you're starting to understand how it's all interconnected and why it's so important to be able to look at what have you decided to be real, to be true, and then question that. Is it really true? Because remember, nothing is true unless you decide it's true. Nothing is real unless you decide it's real. So if you decided at some point long time ago that it has to be hard, it will be hard. If you decided at some point long time ago that you're just not the person who knows, you just don't know, other people know but you don't know, well, then you will always run into this thing like feeling like you have to learn some more, you have to take another class, you have to do something else in order to finally get to the next level when you can show up. Maybe you decided that expressing who you are, that true essence of your being, somehow is wrong. And that means you have to pretend to be something else. Maybe you're very expressive, but you speak like this because this is how you think you're supposed to. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you're actually a person that's an introvert and more quiet, but you decided that you have to do something the way that some mentor or some course you took showed you, and then that was the right way, and it could have been a great way, mind you, for someone else, but maybe it's not the right way for you. But if you decided it is, you will forever feel like you're not good enough because you're not as good in that way, because that way is not natural for you. So it is essential to figure out, who is it that you will be? How does this experience feel like in your body when you envision the type of life you want? And then look at the friction between what you need to become and who you are now. And then really look at, what are the stories I am telling myself to support this incorrect identity? What stories am I telling myself that say, I cannot have more income unless I work hard? Well, with that, of course, you would have to work much harder. And if you're already working hard, then you probably won't have more income because your system will be telling you, well, I don't want to do it. It's a self-sabotage, right? Why would you want to work even harder? But that's because you linked having more income to having to work hard. Those are not necessarily have to be connected, but if you decided then that they are, then that's what happens. Or you decided that, I don't know, unless you're on video, you will not be able to connect with people. Well, maybe you will in some other way. Maybe your way is writing. But if you decided that the only way is video, you might be putting out not very good videos because it's not your natural way, and then creating a self-fulfilling prophecy of not connecting with people, right? and so on. We tell ourselves stories to justify our limitations. So what I want you to get from this video is that in your business, every single thing that feels like friction, like hard, like not working, like you don't know how, those are all limitation identity-based components with some stories that are supporting them. So you want to look for what those stories are and start dismantling them.